Well, Donald Trump is being accused of racism after his tweets attacking four Democratic congresswomen who are all what are sometimes called here in the USA people of color. And he's telling them to go back where they came from. I think three of them actually were born in the United States, and Ilhan Omar was born in Somalia. So it's a bit puzzling what he's talking about. I believe Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts is African-American. Presumably her ancestors came here centuries before Trump's did. And it's quite amazing that Trump thinks this is a winning strategy. We can see why he believes that he can try to accuse these left-leaning congresswomen of being sort of outside the mainstream, especially of his base, given that Trump's base is a kind of a nativist and largely white population. But the taboo against racism is such that very few high-level political leaders here in the United States have ever been willing to come even close to talking like this. So it really shows that the polarization of the American electorate has gone far beyond where it ever used to be. And now it seems that Trump is actually in a bit of a pickle here, because he himself is being pursued under allegations that he is close to the convicted pedophile, so-called billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein famously had more than 20 phone numbers of Bill Clinton, but he had something like 16 or 17 phone numbers for Donald Trump as well in his little black book. There is a lawsuit accusing Trump and Epstein of raping a 13-year-old who is suing Trump for this. So it looks like Epstein's problems are likely going to be collapsing on Trump himself. And so it looks bad when a big old white guy like Trump, who's been accused of raping little girls, is mistreating young women of color. Epstein's operation targeted poor young women. And it seems that Trump and Epstein are from a culture of impunity, where rich, old, white men feel free to abuse young women from poorer backgrounds. And finally, it's quite unseemly that Trump is screaming at these women that they must apologize to the office of the president and the people of Israel. That's Trump's latest tweet. Why is Trump equating the office of the president and the people of Israel? Well, maybe that's because, as we're probably going to learn through the Jeffrey Epstein revelations, if we're allowed to hear the truth, Trump is, in fact, a Zionist asset and always has been. Indeed, he very well may be a crypto-Jew. His father pretended to be a KKK leader, but was basically playing with Jewish money all his life. Trump's brother said that his father was, in fact, a German Jew. Trump's children are all married to Jews, and Trump has moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and essentially handed Bibi Netanyahu everything Bibi wants. So Trump is very much identified with the state of Israel. Let's also mention that Trump's job history is basically just laundering money for Jewish organized crime, what's known as the Kosher Nostra, that what used to be the Meyer-Lansky crime syndicate, which now is dominated by Russian-Israeli dual citizens. And they own Trump. The Russian-Israeli mafia's world headquarters is the top few floors of Trump Tower. This is no secret. So Trump is a gangster, probably a child rapist, and having him telling women in Congress to go back to where they came from, well, maybe Trump should go back to where he came from, which is the genocidal state of Israel.